Hello, Y100.
Hey, is it Hannah?
This is...
Hey, it's Derek Rattan.
Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great because it's Sounds of Nashville Week. We cannot wait to see you on Friday. Is this your first time in Green Bay or Wisconsin?
You know what? I have not been to the Green Bay area, shamefully. The only time I've been to Wisconsin is my wife and I took a train once from Chicago to Seattle, and we passed through and saw some of the countryside, and it was beautiful, but not specifically to the Green Bay area.
Oh, so you haven't even, like, stepped foot in soil in Wisconsin.
I literally have not had my feet on Wisconsin soil, so there will be a lot of firsts on this trip, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, I am very excited that we get to have you for your first time here, and it's going to be a beautiful night, fingers crossed, at the Botanical Gardens, which is kind of the place to be. It's like live music outside, surrounded by flowers and nature. And there's not much else you can ask for.
Absolutely. I've heard it's a very beautiful spot. And when I was approached about doing this gig, I mean, I jumped at the chance for a few reasons, and that was one of them. I mean, I love going places that I haven't been before, and I love going to places that for people, you know, they love country music, and I know Wisconsin is one of those spots.
Absolutely. I know. I was actually just looking at some of the songs that you've had that have gone number one. What Was I Thinking? Any Old Bar Stool. I'm like, these are Wisconsin's party songs. So I feel like you're gonna be just fine.
Oh yeah, man. Absolutely. I've been fortunate. I mean, I've been in Nashville a long time, and luckily people like Dirk Bentley and Eric Church and Blake Shelton and Al Dean have recorded my songs and allowed me to make a living here, and it's great. I mean, I'm from Canada originally. I always feel an affinity for anyone in a northern border state. I feel a bit of a kinship. Because I, like you, know what winter really is.
Yes.
unlike some of my southern friends here.
Yeah, it snows there's just dust on the ground and people lose it.
Oh, they lose. I mean, I've been here a long time, so I'm kind of used to it now. But when my kids were little, they would, you know, they would forecast snow and they would be out of school. That's just par for the course up there for sure.
Absolutely. And then you were naming some really big names that you have worked with, and I'm sure it's really hard for you to choose a favorite. Is there a favorite artist that you've worked with or a favorite song that you have written? I know I'm sure that's an impossible question to answer.
I have a more sentimentality towards some of my earlier songs, probably because they were the first ones that I wrote that were successful. You know, I think your first successes as a songwriter, I moved here and was 9 years in this town, basically broke, and writing songs every day before I had my first number one, which was What Was I Thinking on Dirks, like you mentioned. And so I think those earlier songs, like the What Was I Thinking, Lot of Leaving Left to Do, which was also a Dirks Bentley song that I wrote. And then some of Eric Church's first, like the Guys Like Me, which was a single that Eric had off his first record. He and I wrote that. I think those songs have a special spot in my heart just because they were kind of the first ones that I was able to tell my family about, and they were then, you know, they then thought, oh, wow, maybe he's not completely crazy for going down this career path. I think having those times really kind of makes you appreciate the good times when they come, and that's certainly the case with me.
And it gives you a lot of inspiration for writing the songs that you're trying to write, that because a lot of other people are going through similar things, and that's the beauty of music, that it really kind of unites people in knowing that they're not alone in that.
Well, absolutely, and especially country music. You know, I mean, I really believe that country music kind of leads the charge insofar as, you know, writing songs that everyday people can relate to as they, you know, get up in the morning and go to work and sometimes to a job they might not particularly want to be going to, and, you know, making a living, coming home, taking their kids to a ball game and all that. I mean, that's kind of what we write about and that struggle, being broke. I mean, I can definitely relate to that, as most songwriters in town can. Another, you know what, I know I'm jumping around on you, but you asked what song I'm particularly proud of, and I mentioned the Dirks ones, but I also want to mention that There's a song that I wrote for Blake Shelton called Mine Would Be You.
Oh, great song.
Thank you. That's probably, if someone were to just ask me what's your favorite, you know, hit anyway that you've had out there, favorite song that's been on the radio that people would know that you love the most or are particularly proud of, I would say that one. I'm really proud of kind of the way we wrote that song, and I love every word of it, and I'm super glad that Blake Shelton loved every word of it enough to record it.
Yeah.
Again, back to the five kids.
Yeah, no kidding. And Blake Shelton, he's the guy that you want cutting your songs, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, anyone who wants to stand on stage and sing words that I wrote, I want them to cut my song, whether it's Blake or some new guy none of us have heard of yet. Because when Dirks and I first started writing, and Eric too, nobody knew those guys. I mean, I wrote with both of them before either of them had a record deal. Sometimes you get tests as a songwriter on a brand new artist, and even though you might have thought, oh man, are you sure Tim McGraw doesn't want to record this? Or are you sure, you know, some superstar doesn't want to record this? All those guys start somewhere.
Exactly.
And every song we have cut by an artist to me is just a huge, huge compliment.
You never know. So we're super excited to get to hear the stories behind the songs. This is one of my favorite events every year, and it's coming up on Friday. It's our Sounds of Nashville. So, Derek, we are going to see you on Friday. We're so excited and just happy to have you here for your first Wisconsin visit.
Well, Hannah, I can't wait to get my boots on Wisconsin soil, and really looking forward to the show.
As are we. Derek, thank you so much. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay. Thanks, Hannah.
All right. Bye-bye.